Megan's parents, Nancy and Don, cancelled all their immediate plans and flew to the island. Rather than wait for the small island ship to transport them to the island, they were flown in by helicopter. After hiring a lawyer as an advocate for their cause, they began to work with the local police, tracking down any angle of the case that would bring these creeps first to court and then to trial before a jury, who in turn would convict them to lengthy jail sentences. As the days slipped by without any answers, they experienced severe emotional fatigue and life became a living hell. The investigation seemed to lag at first, but they were reluctant to interfere. The initial reports from this mess were inconclusive, many of the details not being addressed. As paying clients, they lodged a complaint with the governor of the island. After several months passed, the authorities had a frank discussion with Megan's parents, stating that as each day passed, they were less and less liable to solve the murder. They cited other examples of unsolved cases and encouraged Nancy and Don to return home. Feeling both annoyed and frustrated, they decided they had done all they could here for the moment. Once at home again, Nancy withdrew from community life, choosing to spend her time alone. These days, if you went looking, you could often find Don in a local pub having a pint or two of beer. He too is unable to come to terms with the sequence of events that tore his family apart this year. Just thinking about Megan brings a lump to his throat and makes his head spin. As time passed, it was becoming more and more evident that the stack of paperwork pertaining to his daughter's case was not going to provide any answers immediately, if ever. Tips provided by the public proved to lead nowhere. The records will remain open until the case is solved. However, for the moment, the natural rhythm of life has been destroyed. Can a family withstand such a tragedy? Only time will tell.